Welcome to Coffee with Cindy. What do you believe about yourself? How do you see yourself? Maybe your answer to this question is determined by how you were raised. Growing up, if you were surrounded by family and friends who spoke positively of you, you'd probably tell me you're someone who has many talents. You're resourceful. You're one who will succeed in whatever it is you decide to do in life. On the other hand, if you were told you were maybe a mistake, a problem, one who doesn't have a clue as to what they should do in life, you probably see yourself as such. Words impact us, positively or negatively. Where do you find your identity? Is it in things like your job, your career, maybe your assets, all your money? Maybe it's your reputation, your title. Although you may have worked very hard to achieve some of these things, you could be setting yourself up for disappointment when suddenly something changes. Jobs, careers, titles, reputations are not permanent. They're all subject to change. Is there anything that doesn't change? Anything that lasts forever? Well, I know of one that will never change. I know of one who is always the same. Who am I talking about? God and His Word. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How He sees you and me will never change either. Regardless of our mistakes, of how many times we failed, sometimes even failing at the same thing over and over again, regardless of how many times we've fallen short and all the bad decisions we've ever made and will make, God always sees us through His eyes and calls us His friend. How wonderful to have such a friend. God uses so many words to describe us. Allow me to share just a few of them with you today. He says, we're more than a conqueror. That means you're more than a conqueror, a victor, a winner. The opposite of a conqueror is a loser, a failure, of which we are not, of which you are not, even if you've lost or failed at something. We're overcomers. We're chosen. We're loved by God. We're His creation, His heir. We are the work of His hands, His handiwork, created in Him with a purpose. We're a new creation in Him, no longer sinners, but righteous because of Him, forgiven, free from all our sins and the penalties of them. We're a light to the world, the salt of the earth, righteous and holy, no longer called a mistake or a problem, but now called a saint. God says we are cherished by Him. We are precious in His sight, a one of a kind. There's no one like you. We're created in His image. We are a masterpiece. I love that word, a masterpiece. And you know what? We all have worth and value in Him. That's who you are, whether you believe it or not. We are what God says we are. And it was well worth His trip to the cross, where Christ gave His all, dying for you and for me, paying the price for all of our sins so we could spend eternity with Him forever. He did this, went to the cross, while we were still sinners. When we didn't even ask Him to go, He went to the cross willingly because of His great love for us, for you and for me. Romans 5:8 tells us this. It says God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hearing how God, our Creator, sees us is refreshing. No longer do we have to see ourselves as less than what others thought about us, but now we can see ourselves as more than we could have ever thought or imagined about ourselves. If you put up walls to protect yourself, I would encourage you to allow God to take them down. Whether you realize it or not, these walls, they keep God out as well. Ask Him, invite Him into every area of your life. God, He will take charge of everything. Don't give Him almost everything, like 99%, but 100%, all of your heart, holding nothing back. If you have trouble believing who God says you are, it might be because you don't know who God is. Reading about Him is one way to get to know Him, but experiencing Him is quite another. Don't ever be afraid to come to Him through prayer, asking Him to give you His peace, His comfort, His strength, His joy. Nothing you ask of Him is ever too much. Remember, you are His. You belong to Him, and He calls you friend.